The United States has entered a new phase in the COVID-19 vaccination effort, and officials are urging patients with booster shots. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
White House Virus Response Chief Jeff Zients says the boosters are now available for millions of people who had their last Pfizer dose 6 months ago.
There are people who will be getting booster shots as early as this afternoon.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he knows others may try to get them too.
Gee, I'm getting anxious. I really want to get my third shot right now.
But waiting 6 months is important.
Because you know if you allow the immune response to mature over a period of a few months, you get much more of a bang out of the shot, as it were.
President Biden's advice?
It'd be better to wait your turn in line.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, told the Human Rights Council that 350,209 people had been killed in the conflict in Syria in the last 10 years. In her address to the HRC, Bachelet called for the creation of a mechanism that can identify the whereabouts of missing people and track human remains, as well as provide support to survivors.
We must always make victim stories visible, both individually and collectively, because the injustice and horror of each of those deaths should compel us to action.
According to a report commissioned by the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, between March 2011 and March 2021, more than one in every 13 deaths was a woman, for a total of 26,727 women in all. In the same period, more than 27,000 children died in the Syrian conflict. A jury considering whether R. Kelly ran an illegal decades-long racketeering scheme targeting women and underage girls for sex ended its first day of deliberations Friday without reaching a verdict on the R&B superstar.